Hello, everybody. This is Sheila McKenna, and I am calling this the episode 2 of Push Factor Radio. And today I want to talk about sensitive issues, you know, particularly when it comes to our flaws. A lot of the times we don't like talking about certain sensitive flaws that we have. Maybe we are angry constantly, maybe we are resentful or bitter. My issue happens to be being too sensitive. And it's something that I've never really openly spoken about. Maybe because I have my own fears and my own reservations about talking about it openly, feeling exposed perhaps. But I felt like today was a very significant day to talk about it because I was having a discussion with my parents, and that particular issue came up, and for the first time I didn't say anything. I didn't get angry. I mean, I was angry, but I didn't lash out, even if I was feeling extremely defensive and I just felt this need to talk about how other people have wronged me, so why should I be the one to change? There was a part of me that knew that it was time for me to do something about this particular issue because it's been affecting my relationships. And when you know something is affecting your day-to-day and affecting your relationships and affecting the people that you relate to on a day-to-day basis, then you know deep in your heart that it's time to do something about it. And yesterday was pretty significant for me because it doesn't really matter how angry you get about something that you know is a problem. The fact is, it is a problem. My issue has always been that I'm sensitive, or I lash out or hit back, or I get defensive towards the people who give me that energy. So that's why I feel justified in acting the way I do. But after a while, it starts to get really wary. It's a lot of energy to deal with, and who wants to deal with that kind of toxicity after a certain age? I feel like I'm at the second chapter in my life, and it's become very important to start looking at myself and start taking stock of things that I know are either beneficial to me or I no longer need. And one thing I know I no longer need is this particular issue of being too sensitive or being too defensive. And today I want to share some tips that I myself am going to use, or I'm in the process of using. And I think the biggest one is getting help. When it comes to a particular flaw you have that is pretty big in your life, and it's already set it in its ways, it's already justified, you already believe that this particular issue helps you, it helps protect you from other people, so self-preservation becomes really important. And it's very crucial to have somebody, a professional who you can talk to, who you can sort of use like a soundboard to listen to yourself when you say certain things, so that you can observe the way you think and your words and the way they come out of your mouth, and you can feel your emotional triggers, you know, and your physical triggers. Feel how angry you get. Feel that, whether, you know, for me, it starts with my ears. My ears start to ring and they get hot, and then my blood starts to pump through my heart, and it pumps fast, and I can feel the tension coming through my shoulders and into my hands. So I know I'm in a heightened state of a situation where I either want to fight or I definitely want to get aggressive. So it's important to have somebody who is a professional, or because sometimes friends aren't always going to be there. Sometimes family members aren't going to be there. So when you have somebody who is neutral, who you can talk to, who is non-judgmental and can look at your situation objectively and can also give you constructive steps to do something about your particular issue, then that is something that can really, really, really help you. I know it's helped me, and that's why I've gotten myself back into therapy. And another thing that I feel is really, really, really important is that when you slip up, when you get angry, when you get defensive, do your very best not to hurt yourself even further by saying you're an idiot. You know you're working on this. You're stupid. What the hell is wrong with you? It's unfortunate that that's how we think we're teaching ourselves to get better, but that is counterproductive. It's not going to help you in any way. If anything, it'll only help you feel more guilty and more shameful, and then that'll make you get more angry and get more resentful towards yourself, and it becomes a vicious cycle, because at that point, you are just caught up in the same old actions. And what we are trying to do is to find new ways of developing ourselves, so we can more than anything feel better about who we are, and be more proud because of who we are. Because this is about us. My mother was telling me yesterday not to let anybody take away my joy. Never allow somebody to control your mood, to control the way you act, just because they've said something, you know. And it's easier said than done, but she's speaking the truth. She is telling the truth. So through this journey, my advice to you is to learn to be gentle with yourself, because you are going to, even as you are healing, even as you're trying, you are still going to get angry with people. You're still going to be hurtful. You're still going to say things that you regret. But as long as you know that you're on the mend and you're doing something about it actively, then it'll help you feel easy about acknowledging the fact that you said what you said or you did what you did, and that you can even apologize to the person who hurt you. And from there, you can tell yourself, this didn't work out this time, but next time I will learn to do better. It didn't work out today. I lashed out, but that's okay. I'm learning. I'm figuring things out. So if it's somebody I lashed out to, I'll apologize to them and I'll keep moving. And if you're in a place where you still feel that you cannot apologize to that person because they have hurt you so many times that you feel that it's on them, they're the ones who make you act that way, then that is something that should become a priority in your life to work through. So I don't want to rattle on too much. I just wanted to talk about that and let you know that if you're on this journey the way I am, that you're doing fine. The biggest thing that you can do is to acknowledge to yourself that you have this issue and that, you know, you want to do something about it. Those are the two things that matter more than anything. And there's no such thing as a specific time to do it. We're all human beings. It'll take anything from 5 months to 5 years to 5 decades. Who knows? Who knows how long this journey is going to take? As long as you take the journey to your own self-recovery and to your own self-discovery. So this is Sheila McKenna. You've been listening to Push Factor Radio. Thank you for listening to episode 2. And I'll catch you guys next week. Take care.